Now, the rest of the story. I'm going to tell you about a president of the United States whom history forgot. Now, you wouldn't think that scholars diligent in piecing together the written record of our past would overlook anything as important as a president, but they have. He is not pictured with the others on the classroom wall. His likeness has never adorned a stamp, nor currency. And you'd almost wager the rent money that this man I'm going to introduce never was president of the United States, but he was. He was. We're going back more than 100 years to March of 1849. The lame duck administration had just a few days to go. President James K. Polk and his vice president, George M. Dallas, were on the way out. The newly elected Zachary Taylor was scheduled to take office on March 4. Now, March 4, 1849, happened to be a Sunday, and Zachary Taylor, being a devoutly religious man, refused to take office on Sunday. Well, you say, why not just ask President Polk to stay in office an extra day? Nope, can't do that. The Constitution specifically provides that the president, quote, shall hold his office during the term of 4 years, end quote. During 4 years. And Mr. Polk's 4 years were up. He was automatically out as of high noon on March 4. So, who's to be president? Polk is out Sunday noon. Taylor refuses to take the office before Monday. So, there we are. Well, sir, the Succession Act of 1792 was then in effect, and this act provided that the Senate's temporary head would automatically take over the office of President of the United States in case of a vacancy. The Senate's temporary head. There was a vacancy, but the Senate's head man was Senator Acheson of Missouri, and he likewise had been defeated for re-election. So on March 2nd, the Senate held a special election to name David Rice Acheson as temporary Senate president, just in order to bridge the disputed day. Automatically, therefore, according to the Succession Act, he became President of the United States at noon March 4, and he remained President until Mr. Taylor took the oath at noon March 5. For 24 hours, David Rice Acheson was the legal President of the United States. Now you've met the President history forgot. And yet it's strange his name is better remembered than many, and maybe more often mentioned than any, for it was after him that they named the city of Acheson, Kansas, and the county of Acheson, Missouri, and the railroad, the Acheson, Topeka, and Santa Fe. But this is the rest of the story. That last week of the Polk administration had been a hectic week. Senator Acheson didn't miss a day's work or a night's partying. And when he finally retired, very late Saturday night, March 3, he was completely bushed. He left word with his landlady that he was not to be awakened for any reason, not for any reason, and she did not awaken him, not even in time for the inauguration. She attested later that he slept all day Sunday and on through noon Monday, March 5. What I'm saying is that David Rice Acheson, President of the United States, slept through his entire term of office, and now you know the rest of the story.